Good morning. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're staying dry. I'm looking around. I don't see any first-time visitors, but if you are and I've missed you, would you raise your hand and introduce yourself? Anyone here first-time visitor? Okay, with that in mind, it's good to have everybody here today. Dave is going to pass around the microphone for prayer requests. Just talk into the mic. Tell us your name and so the folks in the back will know who's speaking and what your prayer request is. I have a few to begin with, Todd. This note was slipped to me. We just need to remember Sally in her time right now. So just put Sally on the prayer list. Also, we want to remember the mission of the month, which is Niños de Mexico. You got that already? Way ahead? Do you have this one? Okay. Our brother-in-law, Gary Anderson, in the Woodlands, Texas, is having quadruple bypass surgery on Monday. So just keep him in your prayers as well, Gary Anderson. And then also, Elmer informed me, Nancy is doing very well. I think she has a post-op this week appointment, but she's doing very well. So. All right, other prayer requests, just raise your hand right behind you, David, first, and then we'll go to Linda.
Barb and I had an opportunity to go visit Allie and Leon yesterday, Hollingsworth. They've been sick for quite some time. We just kind of stood at the door and talked a little bit to Leon, but he did come to the door. Anyway, they've been sick for quite some time. They say they don't know what it is, but they didn't want to share it with everybody else. So anyway, you be praying for them, please, Leon and Allie.
Great, David. Here's Kay and Linda.
Debbie McCoy and I have been texting back and forth, and she is sick, not getting better, going back to the doctor on Monday, tomorrow. And she told me that Mary Stonecipher is sick. I haven't talked to Mary, okay. But that's what Debbie had told me. Yeah.
Thank you, Kay, for sharing that. Linda?
I'm Linda Surveys, and Louise has this congestion, and so she's not here today. And Marvin Green needs our prayers as he's dealing with the death of his mother.
Thank you, Linda. Any on this side? If not, we'll come over. Okay, in the back, there's Bonnie.
Yes, I'd like to give a praise. Our daughter-in-law had a successful C-section. It went well, and little boy, baby Brooks, is healthy and well. And our little three-year-old granddaughter and our son have gotten through the flu, and that's behind them. And so the family's healthy again. Thank God.
Thank you, Bonnie. David, come around this way for Pete, and then we'll go over here to Amy.
We had a death on the ridge a few days back. Michael Thoreau, his widow, Sharon Thoreau, lives on the green lane there, and saw her yesterday, and she's doing very well, but her sons are there, which is a good thing, but we need to keep Sharon Thoreau in our prayers as she grieves the loss of her husband.
Thank you, Pete. You bet. And then David right here. Amy. Oh, okay, Jessica.
I snuck in.
No, you're behind me, Jessica.
Sorry, Amy. Jessica, and I'm just making an announcement a little bit more information for the youth night. My two boys would love to have some other young people there. It would be really sad if it was just them. So I promise to not... We promise to have some fun things, some fun games. We promise to have food. I don't know what other prizes. There's probably candy or something. We'll throw out some junk. So load them up. Just get your grandkids. Get some of the kids you know around here if you want to invite them to come next Sunday night, 6 to 8.
Sunday night, 6 to 8. Okay, very good. Thank you. Amy.
I'm Amy. I just have a God sighting, a praise, or whatever you want to call it. After Brooke and Dustin got baptized, then they went home, and the next day, they live in Grove, they had Dustin and Brooke, and both babies were in the car, and they lost their brakes, completely lost them. They went over two embankments, almost hit an older woman, and come to a stop at a very convenient, good spot for us to come pick them up. But I thank God that they didn't hurt anybody, and they're all fine.
They're all fine. Thank you. Dustin and Brooke and the kids. Yeah, no problem. Bless their hearts. Thanks for sharing that, Amy. Anyone else? Carolyn?
Yes, I'm Carolyn, and as all of you know, I have family in nursing homes. My brother and my sister both are in a nursing home. And this week, the Lord has just impressed me to pray for the management and pray for the aides and the nurses. They have a very tough job. Very tough job. And the protocols in the nursing homes, that the management will hear the voice of the Lord. They are ruled by government. And so I would just like for us to remember the nursing homes. A lot of them, my brother's is under a COVID breakout, and my brother has COVID now. So pray for the health of those that are working there. They need those aides and nurses to show up every day.
Thank you, Carolyn. Anyone else? Right here. Yes, ma'am. All right.
I would like to, for y'all to actually pray for my brother and his girlfriend, that this pregnancy that she has goes very well.
Well, then, what is your name?
McKenna.
Yes, McKenna, of course. And what are their names?
I don't know her name right now, but his name is Dakota.
Okay, Dakota's wife. Okay, thank you, McKenna. You bet. Yes, Marion?
I'd like to lift up... My name's Marion, and I'd like to lift up Ruth Crawford's family, a longtime Cookson Hills worker, and her health is just dwindling. She's 96, and she's ready to go be with Bob, but I'd just like to lift her up, please.
Thank you, Marion. Other prayer requests? Yes, Jim?
I'm Jim, and we have friends Leo and Tammy in Oklahoma City, and Tammy's been having severe chest pains, and they brought her in, and well, she's having a double or triple bypass right now at this moment, so I want to pray for her.
Absolutely.
They're at Draper Park Christian Church. They're believers.
Thank you. Thank you. You bet. Anyone else? Okay.
I just want to thank everybody for praying for Steve. He's not having a stroke. I think that's what went out in the prayer chain. But it was just a really bad case of indigestion, I guess. He's on medication for that. But he's still not feeling well. He's got a lot of congestion, bad cough, weakness, all that. So it's been hanging on for a long time. So he would appreciate prayers.
You bet, and thanks for the update. I meant to ask you about that, so thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Yes, Lynn.
My name is Lynn Bell. I have an unspoken request for health. For
you bet.
Not for me, but in our family.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. All right, with that, let's... yes, Dave? Yes.
At Cookson this week, we're going to start a kind of a in-depth challenge with the kids and our staff there that's called a Rhythms Journal Challenge. Basically, it's designed to just try to draw us closer to God. So I just ask for your prayers that would be effective and that the Spirit may move.
Thank you, David. You bet. See, that's Todd. And let's have our prayer song.
Jesus, all of my Father, we are so grateful that you are available to us at any time, at any moment. A moment of grief, a moment of happiness, a moment of pleasure. We're just so grateful that you are right there and ready to hear, to have a conversation with you. We're just so grateful for that opportunity that we have because you are our Heavenly Father. And Lord, we have concerns today that we want to lift up to you. We want to lift up Sally as what the things that she's going through. We just pray that good decisions will be made, that good information will be given, and that she'll be able to move forward. And Lord, we want to lift up Gary, who is having, Gary Anderson, who is having bypass surgery this coming week. We just pray again that the doctors and nurses and all those who will be providing this surgery will be ready, be alert, be able to put Gary in a good place so that he will be able to move forward in good health. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up Nancy as she is continuing to heal, and with her post-op appointment coming up, we just pray that everything is going well and that she will be able to be back with us as soon as possible. And we want to lift up Leon and Allie, who've been ill, not been feeling well. We just pray again that they will get what they need as far as medications and be able to rest and be able to strengthen themselves so that they'll be able to do the things that they love to do. We want to lift up Debbie McCoy and Mary and Louise as well, as they are all feeling well and not here today. We just pray again that you'll give them strength, give them wisdom, have them help get the medication that they need to help them to feel better once again. And Lord, we want to lift up our brother Marvin at the loss of his mother, and still grieving, and it's very difficult. You know, he was here today trying to worship, but it was difficult to be here without his mother. And we just pray that you be with him, and we pray that you continue to strengthen him. We pray for baby Brooks. We're glad that everything went well there with the mother and the family, and we just pray that you continue to bless them and pray that he continues to grow and continues to be healthy. And we want to lift up the Thoreau family, and especially Sharon and the loss of her husband. In this time of grieving, we just pray as the family comes together that they'll feel your presence. They'll be able to encourage and strengthen one another during this time. And Lord, we want to lift up our youth night. Something new for us, and we just pray that for success. We pray for attendance, and we just pray that it'll be a good time, that they'll be blessed because of their relationship with one another and their relationship with you. And Lord, we want to lift up our first responders, those people who are on the front line, the military, the police, the fire, the EMTs. We just pray a hedge of protection around them as they continue to serve and to protect us in our daily lives. And Lord, we want to lift up our nursing homes. You know, those people who are there, the management, the nurses, the people who are caring for our loved ones. And we just pray for health, and we just pray that they continue to stay healthy as they continue to serve those people in those areas. And Lord, we want to lift up Dakota and his girlfriend in this pregnancy. We pray that they'll go well, that they will be able to seek guidance and wisdom as the baby continues to grow. And we just pray that you be with them and help them to make good decisions along the way. And Lord, we want to lift up the family of Ruth Crawford. Her health is not doing well, and we know she cherishes to be in heaven with her husband. We just pray that be with the family and be with Ruth in this time. And Lord, we want to lift up our mission of the month, Niños, as they continue to care for children there in Mexico and to work with those families. And they're going through changes because of laws. And we just pray that you continue to give them strength and wisdom as they go through the things that they go through daily. And help us to remember them as they continue to serve those children. And Lord, we want to lift up Cookson, who is beginning a program starting this week, and we'll go for the next several weeks. We just pray that the organization there and the prayer that's been put into place will be able to benefit those children and those staff members as they continue to draw close to you their desire to draw close to you. We just pray for success during this time. And we want to lift up Tammy this morning, who is going through bypass surgery right now. And when we get there again, we hope you, we pray that you guide the doctors, guide the nurses, and we just pray for healing and we pray for wisdom in those situations. And we want to continue to lift up Steve. We're grateful for the fact that it was not serious illness, but they're again questionable. And we just pray that answers, their questions can be answered and that they'll be able to find out what's going on with him. And we just pray that you continue to strengthen him and be with those that are beside him, that they will encourage him as he continues to heal. And we want to lift up Lynn's unspoken this morning. You know that situation. You know very well what needs to happen there. And we know that there's others that probably have not spoken. We just pray that as they lift them to you, that they'll feel your guidance and presence in those situations. And Lord, we are grateful for the safety of Dustin and Brooke and their family in this probably out of control vehicle situation. We're just so grateful that they were safe. We pray that you continue to be with them, and we pray that they'll be back with us soon. And Lord, it is so good to be a part of a church family that when a need arises, that everyone joins in prayer. As we join together in whatever the situation may be, whether it be a praise or a request or just a thank you, we're just so grateful for our church family and how they come beside us and lift us up and encourage us. I just pray that you continue to be with us as we worship you this morning and continue to learn, that you'll bless our time together. In your son's name we pray. Amen.